Some people don't believe there's a spiritual war going on, but there absolutely is. We'll look at two cases in the music industry, Doja Cat and Kevin Gates, that absolutely proves that there's a spiritual war and that demonic influences have infiltrated the music industry. An important fact worth pointing out is that Lucifer at one point was the highest angel in heaven, even above Gabriel and Michael. Of course, we know that Lucifer, Satan, has fallen and is now the enemy of God. Ezekiel 28:13 tells us, "The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created." Lucifer was actually in control of music in heaven, so it's no surprise that here on earth, where he's the god of this world, that he uses music to be a main way to get demonic influence to the masses. Before we look at Doja Cat and Kevin Gates, let's look at two other rappers who prove and expose the music industry for its demonic evil influence.
Is that kind of true within the industry? Is some real kind of other kind of spirits kind of handling that game? How real does that get?
Yeah, it's real. All I gotta say is that if you ain't got nobody praying for you or you don't pray for yourself, do not get into the industry. Because you know what I've learned? They say Satan don't have the red horns and the pitchfork like people think. He convinced himself, honestly, if you look back before he was banished from heaven, Lucifer was the most beautiful angel of them all. So it always presents itself as beauty. But not knowing really what's in that inner, what's on that inside. Because there's some pretty people that got some ugly soul. There's some handsome men that are demons.
It's a fact.
This next rapper talks about what high-ups in the music industry came to him and said he must do after his independent rap song got popular.
The song was so big and they told me I had to like kind of sacrifice something. They said, "You're gonna have to pay it back because you just put this information out there. This is gonna put people in the wrong mindset of what we're trying to do in society." But they told me that if I don't do these list of things, then they're going to hurt my family or hurt, you know, people that I really care about.
Is this the reason why we see so many rappers now turning to promoting demonic and evil imagery in their music, like Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Nas, Doja Cat, and Kevin Gates? I think that makes a lot of sense as to why that's the reason why, and what they're really doing is evangelizing for the evil, demonic, fallen realm, and that's what we're seeing, and that's why it's important to be aware of this stuff. Doja Cat is a rapper who's gotten popular over the past few years, and her music has continually started to promote evil more and more. We can see her at the red carpet, dressed up in some evil type of imagery. She has multiple tattoos of evil fallen things, which we see some of, and the eye, the all-seeing eye, the eye of Lucifer, painted on the back of her head in the music video we're about to talk about. Obviously, the videos have tons of demonic imagery with her dressed up and acting like a demon. Her coming to the person in their bed at night reminds me of all the countless experiences people have had with sleep paralysis, where they can't control their bodies and feel evil presences around. But these people, when they call on Jesus, then these presences leave immediately.
The one thing I find very fascinating is that regardless of what religion or belief system you hold, atheist, Muslim, it does not matter. They have all testified that no matter what they do, they cannot break free of this thing except for uttering one word. Jesus. Utter the name and it will immediately stop, no matter how much trouble you are having with vocalizing it, because they will try to muffle your voice. They will try to make it so that you cannot speak, you are mute, but it is possible. Once you speak that name, it immediately stops.
In that song that she just released called Demons, some of the lyrics say, "How my demons look now that my pocket's full," which she says multiple times in the song. We can look at the Bible verse Matthew 6:24, which says, "No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money." Matthew 16:26 says, "And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is there anything worth more than your soul?" That's what many of these rappers and people in the music industry have done, sold out their souls for money and fame, the pride of life, which is really why Satan fell from heaven. And these contracts can absolutely be broken by Jesus, so anybody who's made them, they can go to Jesus and be freed at any time, doesn't matter what the demons or Lucifer told them. It's important to know that Jesus has the authority over everything in all of creation. We'll get into more of that at the end of the video. Another Doja Cat video worth referencing is Paint the Town Red. You can see at one point in this video where she's riding a dragon, more satanic imagery. She's got a sleeve on her right hand with pentagrams up and down on the sleeve. Within that song, she says, "I'm a demon lord." The lyrics also say, "She's the devil, she's a rebel." And that's exactly what the demons have been called all throughout history. They've been called devils. It's pretty clear to see with the imagery and how much she promotes the evil side, the fallen realm, that she seems to be sold out to the fallen realm. Hopefully a contract she will eventually break with Jesus. But some people in the music industry might do this just for fame and notoriety, but they truly haven't. But seems as if she is completely sold out to that. Someone else who I believe is and worth referencing here is Kevin Gates. In this interview, Kevin says he's 3,000 years old. He's the son of a fallen angel, which is exactly how demons talk. Take a listen.
You say, fast forward to the future, if I was 86 years old, well, this is gonna sound very, very crazy. I'm already like 3,000 years old right now. I just tell people I'm 33 because I don't age. Like 3,000. I know that's gonna sound weird, but I don't age. I'm immortal. There's nothing new under the sun. My mother had sex with an angel, was born an immortal, and ain't even know it.
Kevin Gates in another video said that he has angels at his command, and this is the type of talk that some rappers again do just to get notoriety. But a kid is rarely caught lying on the spot, and you can see what Kevin Gates' kid said in this video on an Instagram live stream.
You look at her. She's so sweet.
Hey, she's powerful too.
Yeah, I did magic on my brother yesterday.
Don't talk, sweetheart. It's okay. You're a silly man. I can talk to kids.
See, Paul.
I know.
Because you know, we don't, that's a lot of people right now.
She's sweet to kids, I swear.
Why you don't ever just talk for yourself? Why you always talk to your familiar? You know, you supposed to give them the orders. They don't supposed to give you the orders. You the controller. You know, I got 10,000 names right now.
I know.
Yeah, at my command. At my command.
You got at your command.
I got 10,000 angels in here with me right now, at my command. I sacrifice for this, though.
You, I know. I will too.
I'm over 3,000 years old. I'm up in rank. Don't you run from me. I want your soul.
That's exactly how demons talk. I've had people in my comments section saying things like they're 1,600 years old. And that's just something very similar along the lines that demons say they're in control of angels. All these things, they think they have power, they think they're wise. But Jesus, when confronted with one of maybe the most possessed people who ever lived, proves that he alone has literally the ultimate power, not even in comparison to the fallen realm. When Jesus encountered the demoniac, probably the most or one of the most possessed people who ever lived, who had legions of demons possessed inside of them, in Matthew 8, 28 through 34, talking of that encounter in verse 31 through 32, it says, "So the demons begged him, 'If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine.' And Jesus said to them, 'Go.'" These demons talk and they act like they're so powerful, they're so wise, but really you can see when Jesus has the power and the authority over all things and all of creation, all he has to say is go and they're gone. And Jesus has even given us this authority, which tells us in his word we have authority to trample scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the evil one. So we, through Jesus and us, have that same power. And I pray anybody who's signed contracts or created contracts with the evil realm, they can go to Jesus, doesn't matter what the contract is, and he can break it. He has all the power over all the evil realm. Praise God for that truth. Let me know in the comments what you think. Are these people part of evangelizing a demonic agenda? That's what it seems to me. Some people I think fake it, but these are two cases where I believe that's what's going on. What are some other cases going on in the world of that right now? Thank you all for watching. I pray you all are well. God bless.